Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Matzia, Perek Vav, Mishadan, Mishnehei. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'Sulas Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechet Afan, Rezivik Hagun, Bikarav Mamish. And we continue with more cases similar to yesterday. The Mishnah tells us, Hazechus Apar, Lachash Bar, Vacharsh Bebeka, a fellow rented a cow, and the stipulation was that he has to plow on the mountain, and he plowed in the valley. Im Nishbara Kankan, if the peg of the plow broke, Potter, the Seicher, is Potter for paying for that. And that's because, since he was supposed to plow on the mountain, and it's more likely to break over there due to the rocky terrain, the fact that it broke in the Bekka is not something he's chayv for, even though he shouldn't have been plowing there. However, Bekka v'charsh bahar, if he was supposed to be plowing in the valley and ended up plowing on the mountain, im nishbara kankan chayiv, if the peg of the plow broke, so he's chayv to pay for that, because he shouldn't have been plowing on this rocky terrain, and it broke most probably because of the rocky terrain, and that's why he's chayiv. Similarly, lodish b'kitnis v'dash b'tvua potter, if he rented an animal in order to thresh kitnis, which is like beans or legumes, and he ended up threshing grain, and the animal slipped and hurt itself, he's potter. That's because it's more likely to slip when doing kitnis, and it ended up slipping by tvua, which is not likely, so he's not chayiv, again, even though he changed and shouldn't have done that. However, lodish b'tvua v'dash b'kitnis, chayiv. If he rented out with the stipulation that he was going to be doing tvua, but he ended up doing kitnis, and it slipped and hurt itself, so he's chayiv. Why? Because kitnis is very slippery, and he shouldn't have changed, and he did this more dangerous activity with it, and it slipped and hurt itself, so he's chayiv to pay. Moving on to something similar, Mishnah tells us, a fell rented a donkey, and the stipulation was he's going to put wheat on it, and he put barley on it, and it got hurt, chayiv is chayiv to pay. This is talking about where the same amount of weight of wheat and barley were put on it. However, when we have the same weight, barley is actually going to be a larger volume, and it's much more difficult for the animal to carry, again, even though it's the same weight, but it's a larger volume, and therefore the renter is chayiv. Similarly, tvua beviola teven, chayiv. If he was supposed to bring grain on it, but he put straw on it, he's chayiv as well. And why is that? Menesha nefach kasha lamasoi. Because the volume of the second thing that he brought on is very challenging to carry. Again, even though it's the same weight, he was supposed to bring 10 pounds and he brought 10 pounds. But since the thing that he actually brought was a bigger volume, that's challenging for the animal to carry, and he's chayiv to pay for that damage. Now, what about the following case? Lahavi lesach chitim. He was supposed to bring a lesach of chitim, and this is a certain volume of wheat. Vehavi lesach sa'irim, and he brought the same volume of barley. Pater, he does not have to pay for any damage that happens, because actually a lesach of barley weighs less than a lesach of wheat, and that means he actually made it easier for the animal, so he's not chayv for that change. However, if he added on to the masoi, meaning if he added on to the barley in order to equal up to the weight of a lesach of chitim, and that means that we have more of a volume here than he should have had, and we already know from the early part of the Mishnah that he's chayv for that. And the question is, how much is he going to be chayv for if he adds on? A tiny little bit, or is there a minimum amount? If we're dealing with a camel, he has to add on a full saw, whereas when we're dealing with a donkey, it's 3 kav. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion, moving on to discuss different types of shimrim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.